Will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the upper galleries please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
In the 40th chapter of Isaiah, we hear, comfort ye, my people, says your God. Heavenly Father, we need to hear your words of care and need what you want to give as the tension and stress grows among us. Yet hard work must be completed and long hours demanded of us. We trust you, O Lord, that you will guide and direct our efforts through these closing days, that we will bear good fruit and our effort will be blessed. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Green. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session.
Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved that motion. Order of business. In keeping with the orders and the rules of the Senate, we will not be introducing guests of the final 2 weeks of the session. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House? And if there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 3, an act relating to elections, with House Amendment 1. Also, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 282, an act relating to elections, with House Amendments 1, 2, 3, 4, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 5, and House Amendment 5 as amended, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 306. Also, the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 83. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 57, an act relating to public administrators, with House Amendment 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 165. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 96, an act to authorize the conveyance of various properties owned by the state with emergency clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, the photographers from the Missouri News Horizon have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Did he leave? Let's go ahead.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Clay. Senator from St. Charles, 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Clay, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred House Bill 667, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 431 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgeway, Chairman.
Senator from Howe.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Review has a report.
Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the report when it arrives.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 151, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergerson, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis. Yes, Senator.
Your Committee on Financial and Government Organizations has reports.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 697, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 661 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 591 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 464 begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 412 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 407 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 265 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles, 23rd District, for the Senator from Saline.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Saline, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred House Bill 484, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 430 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 1008 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on the Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 604, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 111 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute number 2 hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles, the senior senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 562, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 525 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 523 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th, the chairperson of the General Laws Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator, and please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 139, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 167 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass with Senate Committee Amendment Number 1. Also, House Bill 402 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 470 and 429 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report. A thick
please,
report, I might add.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Secretary, please read the report. But before you do, Madam Secretary, would you please hold up just a second? Senate must come to order. The conversations are too loud. If you need to speak, please go to the side, outside the chamber or behind the chamber. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 38, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 68 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 161 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 184 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 664 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 366 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 675 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 3, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, House Bill 458 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Howe.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Physical Review has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 89, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Will you go? Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
House bills on second reading. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 773.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 773, an act relating to the regulation of surplus lines insurance.
Small business insurance. House Committee Substitute for HJR 16.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 16, a joint resolution relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
Financial and governmental organizations. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 552.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 552, an act relating to the standard of care for the treatment of persons with bleeding disorders.
Financial and governmental organizations. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 787.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 787, an act relating to investment transactions.
Financial and governmental organizations. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 597.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 597, an act relating to conservation easements.
Agriculture and food production, HJR 27.
House Joint Resolution 27, a joint resolution relating to the right to bear arms.
General laws.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Boone on a privilege motion?
Senator from Boone, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for House Bill number 135 as amended and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Morning, Senator. What,
morning.
What is House Bill 135?
It's a bunch of stuff relating to DNR. It's got some petroleum storage tank stuff. I think we passed it without much discussion. I don't think it was very much controversial in that.
And obviously we have some differences with the House and as far as what the finished product looks like.
Yeah, because they stuck water fees onto the bill, which water fees are a fairly contentious issue, which are currently moving forward in a bill being handled by the senator from the 12th.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rest?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard, the senator from Buchanan would like to have an inquiry. Do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. One of the people that's vitally interested in this this issue that we're talking about right now is he has a farm next to your grandmother's farm or vice versa, and it happens to be the doctor of the day today, Dr. Warren Hagen, who lives in St. Joseph, and I thought you might be interested to know how interested he is in this issue.
Well, I appreciate that, and I had the good fortune to run into him in the hallways just a few moments ago, and it's really an honor to have him here today, and I was surprised at his background, the knowledge of our area of the state.
And he's here readily available for anyone in the Capitol who is ill, and he drove all this way, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew and that you knew that he was here. So,
well, I appreciate that, and along with the other physicians that make their way up here, really provide a good service for us. So it's I'm grateful that he's here.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator from Boone is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Boone moves that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on House Bill 135 and grant the House a conference thereon. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved that motion. Senator from the junior senator from St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from St. Francis on a privilege motion?
The senator from St. Francis, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Mr. President, I move the Senate refuse to concur on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 282 as amended and request the House recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
Senator, could you repeat that bill number, please?
282.
282. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
I'd like to...
Senator, would you care to explain?
I'd like to explain. 282 is the elections bill to move our primary elections for the presidents. It's turned into the elections omnibus bill. And if I could get my colleagues, I'm going to send you a note around because there's very little offensive amendments in here that I can see, but there are a couple amendments like the birther amendment and things that I think will be controversial. So since I just got this morning and there's 30-something amendments that have been put on in their committee substitute and then five more that have been added on the floor, I think you all should have an opportunity to see what these are and express any objections before I take it to go into conference. So I've sent you a list around with that. So if you'll let my office know, and that's the reason I'd like to send it back to conference, because I think there are a couple controversial amendments that have been added. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer questions. Otherwise, I'd renew my motion on the privilege motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, what is the thing that you sent us around? Just show me what it looks like.
The what?
We just said you sent something around because...
I'm sending something around
sending.
To your office.
Okay,
And it's got details of all the things that's been added, that the House added on this bill, because I can't believe 30-something things added won't be somewhat controversial.
That's true.
And therefore, I'm asking to go to conference, and over the weekend, if you will all let me know what you would object to, then I'll try to have it removed in conference.
And it's 248?
It's 282.
282.
Now, most of these things are...
Okay.
Shouldn't be offensive at all. We've approved several of them, like taking the insignia off of the elections, all the different parties.
Oh, yeah.
Symbols,
right.
That's in here. There's
right.
a bunch of things that just got thrown on.
Right.
But I can't believe out of 30-something things within the committee substitute and the five added on the floor,
yeah.
that there's not something...
Well, no, I appreciate your openness and honesty in bringing all that forward.
If it was next Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I probably wouldn't be so. But since the fact we've got the weekend to look at these, and you can tell me, hey, I am not going to let that one go through,
right.
then I can take it to conference and say, Senator from Clay said that she's not letting that one go through, so I'm not fighting it.
Senate Bill 282, and it'll be arriving in our office.
It will be arriving in the office with the sub.
Perfect.
Now, what we've done is we broke down the changes in the House substitute, so you can see what they threw in there, and then the five
That's
amendments.
Clear. Okay.
Because I just got this morning, and I haven't got a chance to look at all of them, and
wow.
so I wasn't going to take it and accept it. So I'm making the motion that we send it to the conference.
I'm for it. Thank you.
Okay.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I heard your inquiry with the senator from Clay. Did I understand you're just, this motion obviously is just clearly to go to conference. And what are the, your base bill was what?
Base bill is the changing the primary election.
Okay.
For next year, for presidential primary.
Okay.
Then that went over there, it was two lines, and I, or a couple lines, and now it's come back as the omnibus election bill. And my problem, I don't have a problem with most of the stuff in here. But I got a commitment from the chairman of the House that if we've got problems where people are going to truly have a principled position and are willing to stand up for a long period of time over some of these amendments, we're going to pull them out in conference. And I need you all to look at them and see if you have something that's in that list that's offensive.
Is that, that the one that has the Donald Trump amendment in there?
The Donald Trump amendment.
The birther thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like that one?
No.
You don't like that one?
No, I think when somebody shows you your birth certificate, I mean, this is just gut
so
absurd.
So you would like to Trump
I'm,
Trump?
I'm not going to be voting for Mr. Trump, and I just wanted to preliminarily indicate that that might be a problematic amendment.
Well, see, I didn't understand when you referred to it as the Trump amendment. I heard it referred to as the Donald.
The Donald amendment. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
We're on the motion, Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Fire the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
I believe that this has got one of my amendments on it that removes February. Do you know if the House, from the dates of election?
They removed February and June.
Right.
And they changed it and added June or added February back, and June is off.
Okay.
Still.
All right. I'm just letting you know that if that comes back without the February, I'm going to have a little bit of a problem.
Well, that's fine, and I'm going to let you know that if you have a problem with it, the Republican Party is going to have a little problem with their election the same day as Iowa, and they'll probably be visiting with you.
I understand. Thank you.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion, Senator from San Francisco. Any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
The senator from San Francis has moved that the Senate not concur. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion, it passes. Senator from the 23rd. Thank you. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I'd like to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make everybody aware that last night at the annual softball tournament.
Go ahead.
At the annual softball tournament, the Senate team, the only Senate team, actually beat the other teams, which were all from the other side of the building. I want to make everybody aware of that. The game-winning ball, the trophy ball is in my office if anybody would like to see it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks, Senator. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to speak on a point of privilege. Motion, please.
Senator from Cole, speaking on a point of personal privilege. Go ahead,
personal
Senator.
Privilege. Thank you, Mr. President. Failed to update my colleagues. We handed something out the other day on the long night that we had in session, and I just wanted to make sure I explained a couple of things very briefly. One was a handout with multiple color letterhead at the top that everybody got from Missouri's electric providers, explaining the importance of the need, the conversation we've had a lot this year over the Missouri's energy future. I ask that members of this body read that letter. It's very brief, but I think you'll see the statewide support and the people who are behind this project still, in fact, encourage the members of this building on both sides to take it very seriously as we come down for the last few days of debate and possible legislation that would enable this project to move forward. Second, I had a couple of people ask me to follow up with them, and this is just at one time, make sure you understand what's now happening. We talked with the Senator from Boone the other day about the Public Service Commission, the current rate class hearing they have going on. As we mentioned the other day, there is one company that makes up the large industrial rate class users. They will actually be in front of the Public Service Commission tomorrow for testimony at 8:30 in the morning. I understand that many people will be out of town, but in the past, senators have gone to these hearings and, in fact, testified at some points in time. So that is something that I look forward to attending, and anybody who's still in town can go to. Also, at the same time, the Midwest Energy Users Association has asked the same industrial corporation to provide evidence on why they need to pay one-third of the rate that residential payers pay and half of the rate that many small businesses pay in order to stay in business. I would mention that the Public Service Commission has also passed a motion to compel that same company to provide that evidence publicly. That has not been provided yet, and we hope that that evidence will come forward tomorrow at the testimony right here in Jefferson City at the Public Service Commission. So I wanted to update my colleagues on where that rate case was and look forward to keeping you updated as more developments occur. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills with House amendments. Senate Bill 160. Thank you, Mr. President. I ask you to recognize the Senator from Johnson on a privilege motion.
Senator from Johnson, recognized for a privilege motion. Substitute. Can't hear you, Senator.
Sir?
No, you got it.
I mean, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that I have a privilege motion. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 163 with House Committee substitute as amended be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 163 as amended be adopted. What this bill does, we passed an identical piece of legislation a few weeks ago. This deals with the curators at Board of Curators at the University of Missouri, also Missouri State University, and Coordinating Board for Higher Education.
Amendment.
What this does, it basically mirrors that language. It takes in all the concerns that we had in the Senate, and it does that. And as we know, painfully, that we are losing a congressional seat. And this says at least one, but no more than two, shall be appointed for each congressional district. Be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Do you yield, Senator? You may proceed.
Senator, I apologize. I wasn't in the chamber when you were doing your explanation.
Sure.
I think we had an amendment that dropped on this.
Yes, Senator, you had some concerns.
Is it 163? Is that what?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
We had a similar Senate bill that was done a few weeks ago, and you
right.
had some concerns that what if somebody's currently a board of,
right.
of curator? We don't want to kick
right.
them off. And so we made the changes on a House bill. We did those exact same things on this Senate bill. So
okay.
We took
and that's
your
the Thompson about. Amendment?
That is correct.
That was dropped, and then your underlying Senate bill stayed the change. Stayed the same,
yes.
other than the Thompson amendment
right.
that we have.
You had, a great amendment when it was the other bill was here, and
yeah.
that's still on here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
The Senator from Johnson has moved for the adoption of House Committee substitute as amended. That is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from the 1st, votes aye. Senator from the 15th, votes aye. Senator from the St. Francis votes aye. By your vote, 33 aye, 0 no, you have adopted the House Committee substitute. Senator from Johnson, you're recognized for a third read motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 163 be third read and finally passed.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Anyone wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Johnson has moved that Senate Bill 163, as amended by the House Committee Substitute, be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 163, an act relating to higher education governing boards. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Johnson. Jefferson, excuse me. Senator from Cape. Votes aye. By your vote, 33 aye, 0 no. The bill receiving a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the Senator from St. Francis for a privilege motion on Senate Bill 96?
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill numbers 96 with House Committee Substitute number 2 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 96 be adopted. This is the land conveyance we voted unanimously out on. This is the original to convey some piece of property for Habitat and Humanity. OA came to it, put all their land conveyances, easements. It has some property, an easement for a sidewalk in Cole County, a easement for a pipeline easement up in Moberly Correction Center, all the easement and drainage easements that the state has to do for the year through OA has been added. All have been through committee. This, to the best of my knowledge, does not have anybody giving away anything, but the OA does have to have our permission to give these easements. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer questions.
Otherwise, heard the motion, Senator from St. Francis. The Senator wish to speak on that motion. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Inquire of the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just don't remember. Is this the one that had on it at one point the universities and their ability to convey?
No.
No, it never had that on there.
No.
Thank you so much.
Not unless they put it on and took it off over there. But
okay,
it never left that here with that.
On the motion, Senator from St. Francis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Mr. President, I close.
The Senator from St. Francis moves that we adopt the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 96. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke.
Aye.
Mayer.
Aye.
McKenna. Munslinger. Nieves. Parson. Pierce. Ferguson. Ferguson. Richard. Ridgway. Roop. Schaaf. Schaefer. Schmidt. Stouffer.
Aye.
Wasson. Wright Jones.
Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from Cape votes aye. By your vote, 33 ayes, 0 no. The bill, Senator, you have adopted the House Committee substitute. Senator from St. Francis, you're recognized for a third read motion.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Is this for the emergency, or am I recognized for the third
read? Third read.
I would move that the bill be third read and put on its final passage. I
heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. Any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none.
Mr. President, may I briefly speak? Tell them what the emergency clause, several of the easements have emergency clauses on them. It didn't leave here that way, but they have to be conveyed so they can get the projects done. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close on the third read.
Senator from San Francisco has moved that Senate Bill 96, as amended by the House Committee substitute, be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 96, an act to authorize the conveyance of various properties owned by the state with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from the 9th votes aye. 15th. Senator from the 15th, we need your vote. Votes aye. By your vote, 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill is declared passed. Call. Senator from St. Francis, you're recognized for the emergency clause.
I move for the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from the 16th votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. without objection, let the journal show that. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. That objection is under the order of business of House Bills on third reading, the informal calendar, House Bill 282.
House Bill's third read, informal calendar, House Bill 282. Senator from Kate.
Move that House Bill 282 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of Senator from Cape. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute on House Bill 282. I do have a Senate substitute. It has been distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Cape.
I now move for the adoption of the Senate substitute to Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 282. For benefit of the body, this is going to be sort of a cost savings omnibus retirement bill. So, as we all know, there's a lot of individuals that would like to increase benefits, put little provisions in retirement bills, but this is a omnibus reform bill. If I could direct the members' attention to the handout. We did, the former senator from the 8th, Matt Bartle, was always big in getting charts so that we could break down each particular provision that is in the bill. By section, we have the provisions. For the benefit of the body and not to bore anyone, I want to run through those real quick. The first provision deals with loggers. As many of the members know, loggers is our city and municipality retirement system on the local government level. What this allows loggers to do is to pool when someone dies that actuarial event with all of the members of loggers and not that particular small fund. Specific example, there was an individual that a city had about six employees, I think, somewhere in there that ended up dying. And actuarially, if that one particular city was going to absorb that, it bankrupt them. So the whole idea of insurance is to pool those risks off with everyone else, and this is going to allow for death-related benefits to pool against loggers as a whole instead of those individual cities. We already allow this, and it's already in law, for disability benefits. We just haven't done it for death, so this allows that to happen. The next thing that we deal with is the Kansas City Police Retirement System. These are specific changes that are endorsed. Okay. We need the yellow back copies of the substitute. Okay. They're in. All right, sorry. The next thing that we deal with is the Kansas City Police Retirement System. The Kansas City Police Retirement System has got some changes that have been mutually agreed to by both the Kansas City Police and as well as the it's called the Board of Police Commissioners and the Kansas City City Council. These are basically going to adopt reforms. As an example, right now, if you're within the Kansas City Police Retirement System and you decide to retire as of today, May 5th, you will receive a prorated benefit for May, as well as their supplemental benefit. And then in June starts, you get your full benefit. What the vast majority of retirement systems in the state of Missouri do is they make, whenever you retire, the first of the very next month your retirement start date. So they don't allow this prorated benefit in a partial retirement month that's there. This is a cost savings to the Kansas City Police and Civilian Police Employees Retirement System, and it basically implements those reforms that they have put forth as cost savers within their system. And that, as you can see, covers the next few provisions,
and is exactly what is contained in Senate Bill 271 and House Bill 183. The next provisions that we have deal with the St. Louis Firemen's Retirement System, the Internal Revenue Code conformance provisions. We did this already with the Kansas City teachers. The Senate has already adopted and done that. This just brings the St. Louis Firemen's Retirement System in compliance with those new federal law changes and IRS requirements. One of the things that in that is in the very first senator's bill, Senate Bill 273, that we've already passed from this body. The next thing that we deal with is, and why it's taken us a while to get to this bill, the St. Louis Firemen's Retirement System. For the benefit of the body, right now the city of St. Louis, much like we do here, is dealing with a financial crunch. And what's going on between the St. Louis firefighters and the city of St. Louis is the city has basically said there's only so much we have for fire protection. We're either going to pay it in your pension benefits or we're going to pay it on firemen. And so these provisions reforming their disability system are projected to allow cost savings to be done so that firefighters are not fired. Many of you may have read about the city of St. Louis talking about the layoffs that would be necessary of firefighters to pay their pension benefits. So what the firefighters in the city have come up with are reforms of their disability compensation that over the next 30 years will save the system $55 million from their actuarial projections. I can get into the specific disability benefit changes that are there if there's any questions, but that's in general what that provision does, and you can see section by section those specific changes to the disability that are there. The next area that we have is legislation that I filed, as well as Representative Franz on the House side. This would allow employees of the Missouri Development Finance Board, MDFB. My issues with that board notwithstanding, one of the things is that the employees there do not have access to a retirement system or a retirement fund. They are basically set up on a simple plan for those that may be self-employed and know the IRS provisions that allow you to contribute to an individual IRA. That's how their retirement is. We have passed this provision in the past. The governor had objections to it because MDFB money was going to be used to purchase in. We have addressed those concerns and say that the individual employees must pay the actuarial equivalents to be able to buy into Mosers. Both Mosers and the Missouri Development Finance Board have signed off on this agreement and are okay with the language that we have worked out. The next issue is probably one of the more controversial issues, but it has been worked out for the members on the committee that heard the testimony. Between Mosers and Emperors, when employees move from one fund to another fund, and I'm sure the senator from Cole in his time serving on MoDOT would know, probably right now, or at least in the recent last 15 years, MoDOT has attracted state employees to come work for them. When that happens, they come over and end up entering into Emperor's retirement system. But Mosers holds on to all the money that was paid in to pay for their retirement system. Say, for instance, I worked at Mosers for 15 years, and then all of a sudden I take a job at Emperor's, work for 5 years, and then retire. All those 15 years that I had my employer contribution rate being made in Mosers stays in Mosers and didn't follow the employee over to Emperor's to be able to pay for their funding. What we have been able to do is we've been able to work out between Mosers and Emperor's a transfer of funds to follow the employee to carry forward or to be in a position, not carry forward, but be in a position to where the funds are there to pay for the retirement of those individual employees. Be happy to answer any other specific questions about that, but that in general is where that is. The next thing that we have is the auto enrollment for the deferred compensation program. Many senators may recall that we used to have a state match as much as $35 a month the state would put forward in deferred compensation as a drawdown match with what a state worker would put into deferred compensation. We do not do that anymore, but we are finding that most states, the vast majority of states, have what's called an opt-out. So, on a going-forward basis, what we will do is when you're hired, you will be assumed to be in the deferred compensation system unless you opt out. And that deferment will be $25 monthly contribution and 12 consecutive months of participation. So that in general is the overall bill. That's what's in the Senate substitute. I do have an amendment that I think has been distributed. I would like to send that forward at this time, Mr. President.
Senator, let me catch up just a second. Senator from Cape has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute for House Bill 282. Senator, do you have an amendment?
I do have an amendment. It has been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading.
Send your amendment forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the amendment. What we are trying to do with this amendment is to give the Joint Committee on Retirement more information, better information, the closest information we can get to perfection of what all of our state retirement systems look like in the state of Missouri. So specifically what this amendment would require is that each public retirement system that provides a defined benefit retirement plan shall be required to submit a quarterly report about the plan's investment performance to the Joint Committee on Public Employee Retirement. If the plan fails to submit this report, the committee may subpoena a witness, take testimony under oath, and compel the production of records regarding this information according to the committee's statutory authority that already exists in law. So I'm not giving it any more powers than it's already there. But what we are finding is that we've got a lot going on with our retirement systems. And our joint committee does a great job in trying to get information there to provide to members so that we kind of know what our unfunded liabilities are, what things may be out there. What this effort in this amendment is to do is to try to get us more perfect information. And with that, Mr. President, I would be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Senator from Cape has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire the senator from Cape.
I yield.
Senator from Cape. He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Quick question on your state deferred compensation program with the,
yes,
essentially
ma'am.
The mandatory enrollment upon initial employment. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And they can opt out at some time in the future?
They can opt out at the beginning.
Oh, they can't?
Basically, if they don't say, I don't want to be in it, then they're in it.
In the beginning. Okay, in the very beginning. Why are we doing a mandatory enrollment? Is that saving us some money in some, or is
well,
that
an
administrative
save,
move?
It doesn't save us any money.
Mm-hmm.
What it basically does is it's a forced savings plan for mm-hmm. our state workers as a supplement to the defined benefit plan that we've already got.
Okay.
To be quite candid in why I'm moving this forward, Senator, it's what most private sector deferred compensation plans do.
Okay.
It does increase
participation rate, if you will.
Yeah.
When we stopped doing the $35 match, we saw our participation rates drop off. But this isn't a forced deal. You can still opt out
at the beginning. Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th was the next one I saw seeking recognition. Senator from the 10th.
May I inquire of the senator from Kate, please?
Senator from Kate, do you yield to the senator from 10th?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, just briefly on your amendment, I think what you said was that the joint committee already has subpoena power under their statutory authority. Is that correct?
Let me grab my amendment. I'm sorry. I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do. Or are we giving it? Let me look at that again.
Well, you had mentioned on...
Well, we have to go through... Actually, we have to go through a different process to do that. So
okay.
We are giving them now the power to ask for this information now.
Okay.
So yes, that is a new power that sits there to for this limited purpose of getting those reports more directly vested within the committee.
Okay. Are those reports already required?
They are, well, not to the quarterly side.
Okay.
Not to the quarterly side. What we are finding, quite candidly, Senator, is we do them annually.
Okay.
And it's just not a good enough snapshot.
Sure.
To do it annually. What I was talking about, the authority is under 21.561 that's there.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of grants all joint committees, you know, like legislative research and oversight and all of those. So this is a catch-all that we do have that power under the catch-alls that establish the joint committees. This is just putting it in statute more clearly, explaining to everyone and these plans that, hey, we have this power, we're going to use this power, so please cooperate with us.
Okay, so this is going to give the joint committee the tools that they need to get more timely information, and when it's not given, to make sure that we compel
them
to do
so. That's the whole idea behind it.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from Buchanan is the next one seeking recognition. Senator?
The Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I don't know too much about all these retirement plans, but would any of the municipalities in my district have a retirement plan distinct that would have to file these quarterly reports?
Yes, they already have to.
And okay, they have to file the annual report.
Isn't it annual or is it quarterly?
Annual.
I'm looking
but
over.
You're making it quarterly.
Correct.
Would these reports be costly to prepare at all, or is, I think that reading it, you just say regarding the plan's investment performance, that seems pretty simple, and it wouldn't cost very much.
Yeah, I mean, they've already got actuaries, they've already got boards that are set up that they're accountable to it. This is just us looking over their shoulder
a
little bit.
So the plan's investment performance could be a something as simple as one page that just says we're making 10% this quarter, or 1%, or whatever. I mean, this isn't any big deal, is it? I'm just concerned.
I don't think it's a big deal at all.
Okay, and then the only other question I have is, will the joint committee look at this data? Do they meet quarterly?
Yes.
Will it? Okay,
yes.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on a motion. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Okay, Senator, good job. I think when I first hooked up with you on your committees, I'm on this committee and on the joint committee, you kind of said, well, we're going to take it slow and easy this year and work on some finer things. So I think this is a really good set of ideas that we put forth. I hope you're well rested and we'll get started in the off season.
Yeah, and exactly.
Do a little bit more things a little bit more dramatically. I do want to make the point, the fact that with your amendment is something we had not heard in a committee, and I'm kind of taking the stance that I'd like to see everything be heard.
Sure.
But to the Senator from Buchanan's concern, everything that you're asking them to put forward, they already have internally.
Right.
This is all, so it's nothing that I'm okay with the idea that you're just asking them to have a more open disclosure. The other thing I want to do is just take the opportunity to really to suggest to the St. Louis City Firemen's Group. We heard their bill in one of my committees. I want to commend them for coming forward and recognizing the fact that with all of the fiscal duress that these budgets are going to be under, that
some of the decisions are going to have to be made are going to be between how do we better manage effectively our retirement plans versus whether or not we can maintain our numbers of those people employed. And I think they did a great job in coming forward and working with us on these reforms such that they're trying to maximize the number of jobs that they can.
Absolutely.
And I would really encourage all the other pension boards and the groups that are to come forward to work with you and your committees and us. And I think that's going to be the challenge on a go-forward basis is trying to decide between funding pensions and keeping the number of heads the number of people in their jobs. So I want to commend them. So and thank you and look forward to working with you in the off season.
I totally agree. I hear you. Thank you.
Senator from Cole was the next one I saw.
Mr. President, to inquire from the senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
His deal, just so you know. Turn those in.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Yeah,
thank you, Mr. President. Senator, thank you. You mentioned the Emperor's Board, which I was on for a long time. And
yes.
Fortunately, unfortunately, I'm back on that board again. We have a great funded status. But I appreciate
like a boomerang.
Exactly. I appreciate you working on this as well. We have some real challenges in front of us, so any little bit that with an employee that transfers helps. I'm not sure after yesterday's announcement from MoDOT there'll be too many employees transferring back over to our system, but at least it levels the playing field out for both systems. And I know the actuarial, at least on our side, was very concerned about this. And it's less of a dent probably to Mosier's, but it was significant to Emperor.
Well, Mosier's the taker.
Right.
I mean, Mosier's is the one that's benefiting from it.
Right.
So, I mean, I really commend Susie and everyone coming together, and as well as Mosier's. You know, I mean, Mosier's had a great deal, but it ain't right. It's just not right, so we're trying to get that balance
well,
back.
Well, on behalf of our board.
And to Mosier's credit, they said, it's not right.
Well, on behalf of our board and 16,000 members, we appreciate you working on this.
Thank you. Thank you,
on the motion of the Senator from Cape, Senator from Forth, what purpose do you seek recognition? Senator from Cape, you yield.
I yield.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Obviously, I'm concerned about the effects on my St. Louis Fire Department, and I do have a couple of questions. Quite frankly, I've been out of the negotiations a little bit, but I remember the firemen coming to meet with me very early in the session, and there was my interpretation at the time there was going to be a provision for entry age normal.
Right. Can I address that?
Sure.
Sorry, not to cut your inquiry off. Entry age normal is an actuarial scoring methodology. All right. It's not real money. All right. It's just an accounting deal. In entry age normal, what would basically happen is you would be able to actuarially show savings for the next 7 years, and then it'll cost you more at the back end side. So what I told them in no uncertain terms is I'm not going to do an accounting trick to lower this year's costs and borrow it for 10 years from now. And just so everyone is clear, it's my position that we do not need to be increasing retirement benefits, increasing retirement costs to a system in these times. We need to be banking savings. So if I was to include the entry age normal with the disability changes, instead of having $55 million of savings over the next 30 years, it would be $80 million in costs over the next 30 years. So that's why I told them I can't live with the entry age normal.
Okay, and I accept it. Thank you very much.
Yep.
The only other question I really have on this is on page 59, lines 5 and 6.
Lines 5 and 6.
Well, actually, it starts in line 1. Basically, it is tuition reimbursement.
Right.
Upon proof that they paid tuition.
Correct.
It's a pretty low standard.
Well, here's the way I look at it.
Let me stop. When I got my master's, it was paid by my company.
Right.
They paid 100% for an A, 90% for a B, 80% for a C. This, we pay 100% even if they don't go to class.
You know, this is what
as I understand, was worked out with the union and with the city of St. Louis. They can do more stringent examining than just as what is in the statute if they want. I hate to upset the balance because in order to get some of the reforms on the disability side that will score the $55 million of savings over 30 years, this is one of the provisions that was very important to the union for basic retraining purposes. If you can't, if you're a disabled firefighter, they wanted you to be able to get some educational benefits.
I'm completely on board with that.
Yeah. So, and I understand, I would love to beef this up, but I don't know what that does to the union and the system negotiations. If you...
I have no idea what it does.
I don't know what it does either. I just know they signed off on this language now. I can bank $55 million in savings based upon this to actuarial certainties, which are definitely not concrete certainties. But, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than that.
I mean, would you be open to an amendment on this?
I would, but I don't know that the union then just wants to kill the whole bill. I don't know.
I mean, common sense would think that we'd at least have to get a C, wouldn't you?
I'm not arguing with you. I would agree with you. But I'm just saying right now, this is the only language that I know of that in this balance that they've decided to live with. The city didn't, you know, push back and say they wanted to see any of that.
I haven't heard from anybody.
Well, I'm sorry you haven't heard from anybody. I mean, I don't know what the floor leader's pleasure is. We can lay it over.
Can we talk to some people. Can we come back to it?
Okay, that's fine. I'd be happy to do that, Senator.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President?
Senator from Kate.
Can you place this bill with the amendment pending on the informal calendar?
It will be placed on the informal calendar pending. Thank you. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll stay on that calendar. House Bill 338. Senator from
still on the informal calendar, House Bill 338. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 338 be brought off the formal off the informal calendar.
You heard the motion of the senator from Andrew. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, I am signing a Senate substitute as we speak. I am now being told that the Senate substitute has not been distributed. It is only a couple pages. I'm sure we will get it distributed. And I know I won't be closing prior to it being distributed. It is being sent forward. I would request a waiver of the reading in that the substitute is coming.
Hearing no objection.
I will move for the adoption of the substitute. Yeah. I will walk through the substitute, and then I will be happy to answer any questions as and upon it being distributed. Who's got to have a copy? So, we changed, Mr. President.
Senator, hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. And you will not be allowed to close until that has been distributed.
Absolutely.
Would you care to explain what's in the Senate substitute?
We'll tell you what. Let's start with this. Let's start with the underlying bill and what the underlying bill does. And essentially, no. This Senate Bill 338 would allow telecommunications companies to exempt themselves from complying with certain rules promulgated by the Public Service Commission. The idea behind this, and that only happens with rules that are under the Federal Communications Company, except for companies that still comply with the PSC rules related to pooling, number conservation, universal service funds, interconnection, intercarrier issues, and where the express authority has been delegated to the PSC. The theory behind it is, as national companies set up their processes and structure, what has happened is, as deregulation has occurred, national companies try to streamline their process to drive down costs. The reality is that in some states, not all, in our case, a public service commission could actually establish rules that create additional processes that aren't needed, especially since the deregulatory process has happened. What this bill would do is, assuming there is a federal rule, i.e. the FCC rulemaking is there, that dictates what the process is or should be, it does not force them to comply with an additional component at the state level. The theory behind it is the streamlining, and again, to becoming more efficient and effective. The act also allows telecommunication companies to exempt themselves from filing or maintaining with the Public Service Commission's tariff schedules of rates, rental charges, facilities, all those types of things that have been deregulated. Once we deregulated, unfortunately, we did not take all of those components out of statute. So the real world implication is they're no longer deregulated, but they still file all this information. This simply cleans that up. I believe this also establishes that the company posts all this information on its retail pricing on a publicly accessible website, and nothing here should affect the rights or obligations of any party established under federal law, including interconnection agreements, et cetera. The substitute, which is currently being distributed, does two things. One, it adds a provision that telecommunications companies are not exempt from any PSC rule for which the authority for that issue has been delegated to the state under federal law. So there are some occasions where the federal government has said the states will create these rules. It does not exempt any communications company from that rule. The other provision here is that it adds nothing, it adds a provision that nothing in the section affects the rights or obligations of any entity, including the Public Service Commission, or any law, rule, or order related to wholesale rights or any tariff or schedules filed with the PSC. If there are other questions, I am happy to answer them. I believe the substitute has now been distributed, and I am happy to answer any questions, Mr. President.
The Senator from Mercer moves the adoption of Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 338. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Senator from Nottoway.
Senator from Atchison, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
So, Senator, what's different in the Senate Committee substitute than what you just told us?
Two provisions. The first one being the provision that the telecom companies are not exempt from a PSC rule.
Okay.
When the FCC or the feds have specifically designated that rulemaking authority to the local states, meaning there would not be a federal rule that would cover that. The second component is it just adds it adds a provision that nothing in the section affects the rights or obligations of an entity, including the Public Service Commission, or any law, rule, or order related to the wholesale rights, or any tariff or schedule filed with the PSC. Essentially what that means is nothing in here is going to keep or would block from us or the PSC, whoever, as we continue to work through the reduction in access rates.
Okay, I get it. I think it's interesting to note, though, as our telecommunications providers become closer and closer towards a monopoly, there's certainly an oligopoly now. PSC is there to protect our ratepayers, given the fact that we do grant monopoly status to privately owned utility companies. You know, I'm sure you would agree with me. We both hope that this is an issue not just for our state, but for all the states, that the federal government do a very good job of, as they go towards essentially allowing our telecommunications companies to become at least an oligopoly, if not a monopoly, that they do a good job, you know, of protecting our rights. So essentially what we're doing is we're saying, look, we're going to stop trying to pretend as if our state oversight board is governing these organizations that are essentially becoming monopolies because we're under the impression that the federal government will protect our ratepayers. Is that kind of...
Yep. And we're in this really interesting transition, Senator, from the world of a monopoly to a more competitive world, and we're now trying to keep our state statutes in line with that transition.
Yeah, I think it's very, very ironic that when they broke up the baby bells, I think, quite frankly, that we had a greater competition was probably better then, but then our federal government saw fit to get rid of the baby bells, and now we're back to, we're going to probably end up with two telecommunications service providers within the next decade. So
absolutely. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Lynn, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Okay, Senator, let me get this straight. I've got Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 338 on my desk.
Yeah.
It's one page. Is that right?
Through the back.
One page in the back.
You got it.
Woohoo! Anything about polls?
No polls.
No polls?
No polls. We were going to try to deal with the poll attachment language, and candidly, Farm Bureau isn't comfortable with the language. The cable providers are being obstructionist in the process. And okay. So the goal was, is instead of trying to deal with this that I don't believe we're going to be able to deal with and resolve this in the last 7 days, we're going to let them continue to work on it. The reason that the poll attachment piece needs to be dealt with at some point, Senator,
uh-huh.
is because as they continue to deploy broadband to the rural parts of the state, the reality is the infrastructure in place to do that in many cases will be stringing that communications cable on poles. And
okay.
so the debate that's occurring here is who has the right to do that and at what rate in pricing do they have those rights? And right now, there's actually a court case pending on that, and there's a lot of discussion. Although they're trying to get the consensus, they have not gotten there yet.
Okay, because out in the hallway here, I was starting to feel like a tennis ball. Some people were saying, do want the poll stuff. Other people saying, don't want the poll stuff. And then there was FCC, and it's like,
yep.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yep, but we thought we were close. This morning, it became clear that... unfortunately, there's been a couple cable companies probably not negotiating in good faith. And the reality is we're not close, and so
okay.
we're not going to resolve it.
I appreciate the fact that you pulled that back during the last couple of weeks of session so that we've got time to think about it and get it right as opposed to somebody screaming
well,
at us.
I want to be very clear. I believe strongly that for the rural areas that you and I serve, the reality is that we are going to have to address it. I do not believe it is ready or able to be addressed right now.
And one last question I have for you, Senator. In your mighty and powerful position as the chair of the utilities and whatever else the name of the committee is that's always dealing with telecom people,
yep.
could you please ask Sprint when they're ever going to get around to getting 4G to Smithville?
I'm happy to inquire.
I really would appreciate if you'd ask.
I'm going to put that in the same inquiry that I have about if AT&T is ever going to build a tower that covers the Senator from Saline's Farm.
I think that's a really good idea. The Senator from Saline's Farm, he can't get AT&T out there.
I've been in this chamber for 5 years. I've listened to him talk about it for 5 years. They clearly are not hearing him. Everyone else hears him, but they don't hear him.
Oddly enough, you and I were having a discussion via cell phone on the way down here, and your cell phone kept breaking up.
That's correct. My AT&T cell phone did not work. You're
correct.
That's
kind of stinking insulting, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Senator, I tell you what, you make the inquiry about Sprint, 4G in Smithville, and I'll start making some inquiries about AT&T because, when I want to talk to you, I've got AT&T too, and I want to be able to talk to you.
You know what I want? I just want I-70 to be 3G. I just want to be able to use my iPad in 3G as I travel across I-70, but we can't even get to that point yet.
Well, I'm going to have to get the Senator from Howell shopping
yes.
for me for an iPad.
You can now get streaming TV, so I can do multiple things. I'll put it right up on the – until the Senator from Jefferson tries to outlaw that as well.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you paring this bill down. It saves everybody a whole lot of headaches, and we will continue to work on that 4G and that AT&T stuff. Thank you, Senator.
You bet. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
The Senator from Davies.
Senator from Nottoway, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I heard that poll attachment discussion,
yep.
and I wanted to just chime in as you're the chairman of this committee. I would hope that big government isn't coming in and telling private industry what they're going to charge to have attachments on their towers.
No, the whole debate right now is the ability to access it, and then at what rate. And here's what's happening: is there are areas in rural parts of the state where this is the only infrastructure. The reason that infrastructure there is for a public good, but we have some co-ops that are trying to jack the rate so high that there's no way that anyone could ever afford to put a broadband communications line, i.e. fiber, on their pole. What they're trying to do is they're trying to use that infrastructure that was put in place for a public good to stop competition from coming. And although you want to debate price setting and philosophically I'm with you, the reality is the process being used right now is being used at a detriment to my constituents and the other rural constituents of our state. So that's the balance we're trying to work through, and that's where we're trying to resolve, and they haven't got it done yet.
Okay. Well, I just want to go on record and let you know that I am not for, obviously, coming in and telling someone, a private industry, what they can and can't charge. I understand your issue. I understand that, you know, this is the only resource there, and that does give them a little bit of ability to increase their rates, obviously, and I think that you're very talented. And by the way, your staff is just on it. He is very good. With the exception of my chief of staff, I would say he's probably one of the better ones in the building.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know, he does a great job when he shows up two or three days a week that he rolls in. Yeah. But we're going to keep working.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate substitute? Hearing none, the senator from Caldwell, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Caldwell has renewed his motion for the adoption of the Senate substitute. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on the bill? The senator from Cape Girardeau, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you. Can I inquire of the senator from the 4th?
Senator from the 4th District in St. Louis City is not in the chamber. He shall be summoned by the sergeant at arms.
I thought he was. Sorry. Forget about it. I'll get him after we do his bill.
Senator from Cape says forget about it. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Clinton is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe I need to make the motion for House Bill 338 to be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from Caldwell renews his motion that Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 338 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 338, an act relating to telecommunications. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Phelps votes aye. The senator from Green votes aye. The senator from the 9th votes aye. The senator from Lawrence votes aye. The senator from the 2nd has already voted aye.
Who?
Senator from Cape votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from the 11th on a privilege motion?
The senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I have a privilege motion.
State your privilege motion, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 57 with House Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 11th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I move that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 57, as amended, be adopted. Mr. President, this is a bill that passed this body unanimously, the base bill. It simply allows the transfer, where all parties agree, of the public administrator between public administrators of a case in their jurisdiction, with mutual consent on the part of the two public administrators of that and the court. The House, Mr. President, added an amendment, which was also a bill that this body has passed for the past 3 years, which simply allows Missouri political subdivisions, such as school district, to receive self-coverage for their insurance needs, that they do not have to put that coverage out for competitive bid. These political subdivisions already have coverage through competitive bids, and then have, based on cost and other factors, decided to self-cover. And those are the two things that are within Senate Bill 57, the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 57. Be happy to respond to any questions, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on adopting the House Committee substitute? Hearing none, Senator from the 11th, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The Senator from the 11th renews his motion that we adopt the House Committee substitute. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Phelps. Senator from the 7th. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the House Committee substitute. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I move that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 57, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Although, would any senator like to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The senator from the 11th moves that the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 57 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 57, an act relating to public administrators. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Christian. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the first. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have third read and finally passed Senate Bill 57. Seeing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, some of the order of business of House bills on third reading, the formal calendar.
House bills on third reading, formal calendar. House Bill 462.
President.
The senator from DeKalb.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask that House Bill 462 be put on the informal calendar.
That bill will so be placed on the informal calendar.
I'm sorry, I don't see where it is.
House Bill 89. Senator from Gentry.
Mr. President, I would move that House Bill 89 be brought before the body.
The senator from Clinton moves that House Bill 89 be brought before the body for consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Grundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 89. Mr. President, I have a Senate substitute for House Bill 89. I need to move for the adoption of the House Committee or the Senate Committee substitute. I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. I have a Senate substitute. It has been distributed. I will send it forward. I'd request a waiver of the reading.
Senator has moved for the adoption of the House Committee substitute for House Bill 89. Is sending up a Senate substitute. And that has been distributed?
That's correct.
And seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Clinton.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 89, the Senate substitute for House Bill 89, contains many provisions. On your desk, you should find the bill itself as well as a spreadsheet on every provision in there. The spreadsheet will give you the section as well as a brief description of what it is doing. We have gone through this entire bill with the department. It is not my intent to perfect this or to third read this bill today. It is my intent to put this forward and give everyone time to look through it because it is so comprehensive. I believe I have the next couple bills that follow as well. And so I just wanted to bring this up, put it on the radar screen for everyone. The spreadsheet is on your desk. Please look at it so that next week we can take it up. With that, Mr. President, I would ask the bill be put on the informal calendar.
The bill will be placed on the informal calendar with the Senate substitute pending. Senator from the second, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
For 30 seconds.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, you've had two bills pass this body. What happened to them?
They've both been vetoed.
Why do we think there are other pieces of the legislation you're putting forward?
Senator, you just keep trying.
You just keep trying?
Hope one gets signed.
We're in the last stage of the session. We have valuable floor time. Are we going to eat up floor time with bills that are sponsored by you that are just going to get vetoed?
Oh, no. We got some really good stuff.
You sure?
I do. I'm very sure.
My 30 seconds is up, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator. Senator from the 23rd. Okay. Staying on that same calendar, House bills for third reading. The Senator from Andrew, House Bill 578.
Thank you, Mr. President, for staying on that calendar and for calling on me for House Bill 578. I would move that House Bill 578 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Atchison.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 578 be adopted. What House Bill 578 is, we've actually passed the Senate version of this out of here already. This has to do with the scrap tires. Whenever a political subdivision takes the scrap tires, right now state law does not allow them to give that to a private sector or private business to dispose of. So as a result, whenever, for example, DNR takes tires in, they give some of them to the University of Missouri to be burnt. The rest of those we actually pay a company from Kansas to dispose of them. This language would fix that and allow DNR as well as other municipalities or political subdivisions that take tires, it would allow them to give those to a private company and have them recycled but not disposed of in a landfill in our state. If there are questions, I'm happy to answer it. Otherwise, I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute.
The Senator from DeKalb moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the Senators recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Worth moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 578. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute. Senator from Holt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now move that House Bill 578 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Nottoway moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 578 with Senate Committee Substitute be placed upon its third reading and final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 578, an act relating to the disposal of tires. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the District of Clay. The senior senator from St. Charles. You're not. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have third read and finally passed House Bill 578. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar. House Bill 737, Senator from Nottoway.
President, you're doing a wonderful job today. I would move that House Bill 737 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Work.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 737 be adopted. What House Bill 737 does, and what the Senate Committee substitute specifically does, this is the low-flow hydroelectric generation that the Senator from Lewis has been working on in the upper Northeast. And essentially what we have done is, if you go back to the last 18 to 24 months, the way that we have dealt with the wind farms, the way that I believe there's been discussion around dealing with the solar farms, which we've addressed for the Senator from Johnson, and how we're addressing the issue for the Senator from Lewis, is we are clearly defining and establishing in statute that renewable energy sources fit within an enhanced enterprise zone. Therefore, the local governments have the ability to do tax abatement for those renewable energy projects if they so choose. The Senate Committee substitute clarifies that language, puts everyone on an equal playing field, would give the necessary reassurance for the folks working on the project in Northeast Missouri. It clarifies into statute what has already been occurring in the North Northwest with the wind farms that are built there, and it will address the issue the Senator from Johnson has been working on the solar farm down in Cass County. If there are questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion. Mr. President.
The Senator has made the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that? The senior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that that bill be placed on the informal calendar.
You are not recognized for that motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Andrew?
Senator from Worth, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I wanted to go over the Senate committee sub.
Okay.
We're moving the classification of turbines from a tax rate of 33.3% now to 1%.
No, what this is doing, you must be looking at the actual Senate bill, I think.
Okay.
Because what they were originally doing is that they were taking renewable energy, the equipment used in renewable energy, specifically hydro, they were classifying it as personal property and setting a tax rate at 1%. All other renewable energy, like the wind stuff, the solar stuff, that's always been defined as real property. And what has happened for the last 2 years, as they've established those projects, they've put those in enhanced enterprise zones.
Right.
And therefore, still put them at that same tax level, in the same tax category. But by putting them in the EZ, the local entity has the ability to do tax abatement. And that's so it doesn't impact us as a state. It's the local entity deciding that. And so
Okay. This
doesn't change it. The Senate committee sub clarifies all that.
But we would be conveying the authority, right, to the local community to, in theory, tax that stuff at a lower rate.
That's correct.
Okay. And they would have to kind of decide based on what their school districts are and
Okay. Here's what's happened, Senator. In Northwest Missouri, all the wind farms, except for the first two wind farms, did not do this. Every wind farm that's been built since has used the enhanced enterprise zone. DED has always authorized it, always approved it. So we just went ahead and codified in statute what they've been doing, and then included the low flow hydro project that the Senator from Lewis was working on, as well as the solar project the Senator from Johnson has been working on.
Okay, so the local, would it be at the county level?
That's correct.
That would do this? The county would make the decision by lowering these guys. We, you know, sort of an equation like any enhanced enterprise zone.
Bingo.
They would shift it.
They actually
have to make a decision
board,
to shift
like
more
any
of the burden potentially on their homeowners or whatever.
That's right. You're exactly right, Senator.
Okay. And in that process, they have to go through what, their normal course of hearings?
Just like they would on any other enhanced enterprise zone.
Like
so they actually
TIF
establish a board.
Else.
You bet. They actually establish a board. They go through the hearings. There's representatives from the school districts, from all the taxing jurisdictions. And then they essentially, that board has to approve it in order for it to actually occur.
Right, and the school districts would have to balance and be represented in that and could testify at that point and say, because the, you know, part of the thing is in this part of Northwest Missouri, there's probably incredibly low assessments now, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's all ag land, to be honest.
Right. So they would be, in relation to this, would they be potentially paying a lower rate than the ag rate, or would they be paying about the same?
You know,
or?
Here's what they've done in the for the wind farms. They've said they've taxed it at the normal going rate, and then they've said that the percentage of time that the wind is actually turning is somewhere around 37% to 38%. So they roll back accordingly to that, so that essentially what they're doing is they're taxing whenever the wind, the tower, the turbine, whatever you want to call it, is actually generating energy.
That at a higher rate than the normal?
At the normal rate.
Okay.
So typically you would pay.
So right now you have a piece of land that probably is agriculture.
Correct.
I build a wind farm, I do whatever. What
it
are
is
those?
A substantial increase in the tax revenue generated for the local districts.
Right, and your bill allows for that?
Yes.
Or so they would not be paying lower than they are now.
That's correct.
So we're almost back to the old TIF argument. While it's called, you know, tax incentive by the city, the argument is, well, before you had a piece of green pasture land, before you put in the Barnes & Noble and
right.
the Chi-Chi's and the Thank God It's Fridays and all that.
Right.
And so Chi-Chi's I don't think is still around, are they?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, the Outback or whatever. And so it's a decision by a local community likened to a TIF, that while there is, you're not getting all of the revenue from this new development, you've deferred that as part of TIF, and the same situation is at case here. Right now, they're getting money up for that piece of property as ag.
That's correct.
They're not out anything per se, except
instead of
almost
getting,
like a not having a but for test, but you
right.
sort of they would. They're not getting the potential enhanced revenue, but they're potentially getting higher than they would if it was just regularly agricultural.
That's the, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Senator.
Yes, thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on pending motion? Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Madam President, I'd like to inquire my colleague from Davies.
Does the senator from Davies and Andrew yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Senator, thanks for the bill, and I noticed how the senior senator from St. Charles tried to hijack your bill and tried to put it on the informal.
He tried to, but luckily there was a quick-witted individual in the chair that kept it from happening.
That's right. You got to be on your toes.
You do.
Just have a question about the bill, and I appreciate how you've been working with me.
Yep.
We have a solar farm that wants to do business in Belton, Raymore area, right up Highway 71, which, you know, 71 goes through your district.
Yeah,
as well.
Sure.
Soon to be I-49, and it's a great project, and they want to be able to take advantage of as many opportunities for the solar farm. We had a bill a few weeks ago that I was going to offer an amendment, and you said that let's
sure.
try to see if we can do some things. So I just want to make sure, because you've been mentioning about some language that I want to have in this bill. Could you kind of go over that
yeah.
again?
Okay, so and we can clarify, because I see you've distributed an amendment as well. The way that the way that we've tried to deal with renewable energy mm-hmm. is everybody that we deal with on renewable energy, whether it's wind, whether it's solar, whether it's hydro, whatever it is, we keep them in the same equal playing field.
Right.
The theory behind it is if the locals want to abate, they can. Mm-hmm. But from a state perspective, we have made a conscious decision to not subsidize. Mm-hmm. So we are not going to give incentives, i.e. subsidize wind or subsidize hydro or subsidize solar at the expense of others. Mm-hmm. Primarily because all of them already get subsidies at the federal level,
right.
to be honest. The way that we have, the mechanism that we have put in place to do that is the enhanced enterprise zone, mm-hmm. where if a renewable project wants to go into location A, mm-hmm. then that location, that piece of land, will qualify for an EEZ. Mm-hmm. That makes sure that no one ever has to wonder about whether it will qualify or not. It will qualify. DED will approve it. They will establish the board. thereby giving the locals the ability to do tax abatement if they so choose. Mm-hmm. And that has been the process that we've used. That's been what's been actually happening for the last 18 to 24 months. Whenever the senator from Lewis came forward with his project, they were going to take a dramatically different approach. We sat down with the folks working on the project, articulated what's happening today, and their real goal was, hey, give the locals the ability mm-hmm. to abate those taxes.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. That's why that worked out. That's what we would like to do, and that's what the standing policy would be for the solar folks. If I understand correctly, and I have limited knowledge here, but what your amendment would do is actually create a community improvement district, a CID, and then put the solar farm in there, which would allow the locals to tax everyone else in that district,
and
subsidize the solar farm.
Right.
And I, to be honest, I fundamentally disagree with that process, because then what you're doing is you're setting up a framework by which what the next step would be is to go into areas where you could get that community improvement district as large as possible, tax everyone else, subsidize. And to be very candid, what ends up happening is you no longer build these projects in areas that are rural. You start looking for areas where you can grab your community improvement district and get somebody else in there that you can do an assessment to them to subsidize this.
Let me ask you, as far as, and that was just a suggestion for the
sure.
locals, and to me, I'm more interested in providing some tool.
You bet.
And having a statewide policy that's fair to all and can reach out.
Sure.
And so I'm not saying that the CID is the only answer. Enhanced Enterprise Zone, I guess the question that I would ask, and it goes along with the senator from the 11th, is that in areas that are near an area of growth,
yep.
would they be able to qualify for that? Right there on
on 71,
yeah. things like that.
That's a good question.
That's
a good question because typically to fit in an EEZ, they have to prove that it's blighted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We actually changed that, and we changed it on renewable projects to specifically say if they're going to put a renewable project, mm-hmm. that automatically qualifies them.
Okay. And so
that's the only way we could keep it. That's right.
That would qualify.
That was the only way we could keep it fair for everyone.
Yeah.
So that no matter where they want to do it, if they want to build it in Belton or Raymore,
right.
or they want to build it in King City, mm-hmm. they all have the same ability to qualify and
right.
get in that EEC.
And that is in your language?
Language is in here.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to offer the amendment. I just wanted to just sit down and visit about the
sure.
bill. And you say it's in there, and they're going to be able to qualify.
You bet.
That's what I need.
Senator, thank you for your help
you
on that.
Are you glad I didn't listen to the senator from the second?
Senator,
formal calendar.
You know, the Secretary of the Senate really likes to criticize you sometimes for your defiance of the rules mm-hmm. and just kind of playing on the edge. But on that one, man, you were sharp.
I was
you
right
were on
there.
Your toes.
Hey, I want to ask you, since this is my inquiry, did
it
you
is.
Notice the senator from Lawrence earlier this morning? He was walking down the center aisle.
He was.
Visiting with the senator from Howell.
I did not notice that, but you know what I did notice?
I was not presiding at the time.
You and I have worked tirelessly to bring the senator from Polk into alignment on the rules of the Senate.
Right.
As he continues to defy them much as you do. He cuts through here, which is clearly outside the rules of the Senate. This morning, I saw the most blatant abuse of the Senate rules by the senator from the second as he walked right up through here, cut right in here next to the senator from the 22nd, and then just walked right over to visit with the appropriations chair.
That is a blatant disorder.
Lucky for him, the secretary of the Senate wasn't watching, because that would have been, I can't even imagine the repercussions that would have come.
I could not imagine. So, well.
Well, the senator from the 22nd raises a valid point, and this is the senator from the 2nd's argument. If the secretary of the Senate or the person in the chair doesn't see you break the rule,
have you really broken the rule? That's a good question.
I think it's about if the tree falls in the forest and you don't
hear it,
does it really make a sound?
That's right.
It's a great question.
If you make a speech and there's not a news release, did it really happen?
That's right.
You know, so
or in my case, if I make a speech and no one listens, did you really make the speech?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from Lewis, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire briefly of the handler.
Senator from Nottoway, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
This is a great piece of legislation. We've worked, originally my bill just applied to low head hydro, but with all the other renewable fuels we had in the state or renewable generation facilities that we needed to work on, I think we've done a great work getting this legislation forward. But the one thing I mentioned in my local area on this low head hydro, one thing, all the local entities came together, and I've got letters from all of them supporting this project.
From day one.
From day one. Actually, I told them before, I said, I'll even bring it up. I said, I want the locals to buy into this, or I'm not going to move it. But, within just a matter of 2 weeks, I had letters from all the local entities because they realized that without doing some form of this legislation, the project wouldn't go forward. And that's the way it is with most of them, isn't it?
That's how it, you know, that's how it's been with all of my wind farms in Northwest Missouri. And as you know, Senator, the proposal they originally came forward with was much different than where we ended up here. And I appreciate your willingness to help us, because really this was the catalyst to get us to a uniform taxing platform. We have not been able to come to consensus in this state on how we were going to deal with it. And this project just was, that was the, for lack of a better term, the catalyst that just drove us all to have to make the decision. And so we appreciate it.
I want to thank you for working with myself and the senator from the 31st to bring this piece of legislation forward.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much, and all your hard effort put into it, too.
Thank you. Good luck on your project.
Thank you, President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion from the senator from Nottoway? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Nottoway has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 737 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Nottoway.
Madam President, I would now move that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 737 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Andrew. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Andrew has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 737 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 737, an act relating to renewable energy. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 24th. Votes aye. Senator from Lawrence, votes aye. Senator from the 7th, votes aye. Senator from Cape, votes aye. Senator from the 1st, votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the governor, and if there are, would you please have them printed in the journal?
Madam Secretary, do we have messages from the governor? She says we do. Would you please have them printed in the journal? Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the appointments be withdrawn that have been listed and I think distributed. They're being withdrawn per the request of the governor.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Stoddard. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Point of personal privilege, Madam President.
The senator from Green is recognized on a point of personal privilege.
Madam President, thank you. I just wanted to briefly stand and since we have had those nominees withdrawn, I am hopeful that at some point in the near future that we can, as a body, determine what standard we're going to apply to nominees who choose to identify themselves as independents. I also would like to express appreciation to the senator from Stoddard, the chairman of the committee, gubernatorial appointments on which I serve, as well as the senator from Cape for the very effective and fair hearing that Mr. Strong received at the beginning of this session in that committee. And again, express my hope that we can decide as a body what standard, rather than an arbitrary one, we will apply to nominees that wish to express themselves by whatever party standard they wish to do so. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House, and if there are, there would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 173 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 8 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon and the conferees be allowed to exceed the differences and the conferees be bound to Chapter 287 with regard to the Second Injury Fund. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 282 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 135 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to adopt Senate Committee Substitute as amended for House Bill 142 and requests the Senate to recede from its position, and failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize the Senator from Christian for a privilege motion on Senate Bill 220?
Senator from Christian. You've heard the privilege motion of the senator from Christian. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I briefly inquire of the senator from Christian?
Senator from Christian, do you yield? He yields.
Senator, what's the issues on the bill? What's the underlying bill? What's the issues involved in conference?
The underlying bill deals with liens for surveyors, engineers, that sort of thing. There is a statute of limitations in there for 10 years that I am told completely messes up adverse possession law that okay. we've had for the last 50 years, and it needs to come out.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close. Senator from Christian has renewed his privileged motion that the bill be sent to conference. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if the Secretary of the Senate has conferees to read in?
The Secretary says that we do have conferees.
Would you please
to read
those?
Please read the conferees.
The President pro tem appoints the following conference committee appointments on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 173 as amended: Senators Dixon, Stouffer, Roop, Callahan, and Justice. Also, on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 8 as amended: Senators Goodman, Crowell, Pierce, Callahan, and Green.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you recognize me for a privileged motion?
You are recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move that the, that the Senate refuses to recede from its position on Senate Bill 142.
Senator, I believe that is House Bill 142.
House Bill 142. And grants a conference thereon.
You have heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the 11th.
Senator from 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield to the senator from 11th? He yields. Proceed.
It was House Bill 142?
Yes.
Is this your bill that...
Right. This was the bill that I handled on the floor that we added an amendment from the senator from Jefferson on bidding on local projects, local government projects. Senator from the 2nd had an amendment, a very controversial amendment from related to decreasing revenues in counties. Senator from Green had one related to his district, school district issue. And
Senator, what was the underlying bill?
The underlying bill, it had my water line that was added by the base bill was a two-word change on the right. Auditing for charter counties, the bill right. that I've moved through here.
Okay. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the 2nd, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I inquire the senator from the 23rd?
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do. I'm going to fight very hard for the Senate position.
Yeah, and I would love to be on that conference committee because we have to stand up for good government to allow counties to decrease their budgets just like every other city and state has to do. So I'd love to be standing there right next to you fighting because I'd rather fight in conference than have to, like, stand up on the floor.
Well, you know, if it were up to me, you'd be there.
I know. You're a great American. You're a great American. So I just – let's try to get this done in conference so we don't have to waste time on the floor. Next week.
I agree. Wasting time on the floor is a bad thing.
That's right. So I won't waste any more of your time. Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise so quickly from your chair?
Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
Do you want to be on? Yeah, I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Do you want to be on the conference committee, too?
I don't want to be on the conference committee. I just don't want that amendment to be coming back on the bill and interfering in local control. And just allow the locals to handle their own situation. And we've got a compromise between commissioners
and sheriffs, and I think it'd be a good idea to drop that one piece of that legislation.
Or you'll waste time on the Senate floor?
It's a possibility. I don't know.
Yeah, what a dilemma.
That's the reason you get the big money.
Wow. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from 23rd has renewed his privilege motion that the bill be sent to conference. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill will be sent to conference. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. We can do that. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading. The informal calendar, we are going to go back to House Bill 282.
House bills on third reading, formal calendar. House Bill 282, Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that House Bill 282 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cape. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Madam President. It did have an amendment pending, which is for the benefit of the body, ends in LR number 0.02S that I offered. This is the amendment that I had the discussion with the senator from the 10th on, dealing with annual quarterly reports being turned in to the Joint Committee on Retirement.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending amendment? Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I briefly inquire of the senator from Cape?
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
You yield. Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to, earlier when we were up on the bill, I didn't have an opportunity. I just had on the underlying bill, if you don't mind, a couple of questions.
Sure.
Would you kind of go over real briefly Section 86.1030, which is the start date provisions of the Kansas City
This was
retirement.
This provision was brought to us by the Kansas City Police and Civilian Police Employees Retirement System. It is my understanding that this bill has the support of both the Board of Police Commissioners, which I guess Kansas City has a police board just like St. Louis.
Exactly.
It's not a local control issue in Kansas City, I guess. It's just in St. Louis it is. And the Kansas City City Council. So I guess the City Council is basically the other one. The example that I gave is currently today in their retirement system, the police retirement system, if you were to retire today, May 5th, you would receive a prorated benefit for the 26 days remaining in May. Okay? Under this change, what we'll do is like every other retirement system does, which is your retirement starts the first day of the first full month in which you retire.
Okay.
So instead of doing those prorated benefits, it's just going to start on the first full month of benefits. So instead of getting a prorated from May 5th, the 26 days remaining in May, you'll get starting June 1st.
And then it also clarifies that all benefits shall be paid on the last day of the business day of the month.
Yes.
It also clarifies the payment date.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a savings from, you know, these prorated partial month benefits. It's not huge, but it they think it's an efficiency issue as well.
Okay. And then the 86-1100, this creditable service for a member of unpaid leave of absence for 30. What is that? I'm just asking.
I'm
I don't
sorry,
know what
I
that is.
You.
86-1100.
86-1100.
Removes reference and allows creditable service for a member on unpaid leave of absence for less than 30 days. What is that?
Basically, this plan has benefits associated with if you did not leave or if you had sick days or whatnot, you get credit as if you worked those days. And this is going to reform that and say, you know, I don't know what the average is, but
you could conceivably have
6 months of sick days if you were really good.
In the old system, you would get, they would credit be treated like you were there.
Right. As if you were there. Yeah.
And then you're removing that. So what happens? You just use them or lose them?
You just don't get credit in the retirement system for benefit calculation purposes.
Okay, so if I had if I was in that category and on the Kansas City Police Department, and I had 4 months of that built up by the time I retired, in theory, the reason that they have it is you could retire 4 months early.
Well, right? Or you could move into a new tier, like 25 years of service, but really only have 24 years and
2 months or 6 months.
Something like that.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Yeah. Thanks for the part.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending amendment? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
Senator from Cape has renewed his motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 282 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from the 4th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Madam President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
Yes, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the waiver will be granted. Senator, would you like to move for the adoption of your amendment?
I move for the adoption of the amendment.
Would you like to explain your amendment?
Yes, as my prior discussion with the senator from Cape, this just puts a minimum economic requirement for reimbursement for the City of St. Louis Fire Department pension plan.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 4th that Senate Amendment Number 2 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
Yes.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I have no problems with your amendment. I appreciate the opportunity to work with you. All we're basically doing is, for the benefit of the body, within the disability changes that we're making to the St. Louis firefighters' pension system, one of the deals that we put in there was is that if they are determined disabled, that they will have a education reimbursement so that they could go get retrained. All you're doing is saying, we'll allow that to happen, but you got to maintain at least a C average.
That's correct.
Perfect. Great amendment. I thank you very much. Encourage the body to support it. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator from the 4th, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 4th has renewed his motion that Senate Amendment Number 2, Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 282, be adopted. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Madam President, could I inquire the Senator from the 4th?
Senator from the 4th, do you yield? Yields.
Thanks for yielding, Senator. This isn't very timely, but maybe I could draft up another amendment. What would you think about if we called this the A-plus program for firefighters?
But it's only a C.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
During your presentation on the bill, you talked about an employee that worked under the MOPRS system and like for 15 years and then switched to EMPRS for five,
right,
and that you figured out a way to transfer one retirement system to another. I've got another question. What happens if the person under MOPRS is already in retirement, decides to go back to work under EMPRS? Does it transfer? Do they keep getting their retirement and then they start all
that,
over again?
That benefit package stops because we don't allow double dipping like superintendents.
Yeah, well, that's where my question's going.
Yeah. This doesn't deal with teachers. So the situation that you're explaining is school districts in the public school retirement system. That does not happen under our system of EMPRS or MOSRS. But it does. EMPRS is highways. Mosers is state workers.
Right, I know.
So,
but the question is, if they were already retired and drawing their pension under MOPRs, and they switched and started working again, say full-time under the longer system, then can they keep drawing their retirement under Mosers and still start over again and work full-time under MPRS?
No.
So they can't work anymore after they're drawing retirement?
They can't draw the retirement. They will.
Okay, what, they can do it, but not draw the retirement.
Correct. Correct. And then when they retire again, then they can draw. If they vest in both, they can draw both.
Okay.
But we don't allow you to draw retirement. Now, you can in the private sector. So, say for instance, you know, if you say Kit Bond. Kit Bond was serving in the United States Senate and drawing state retirement. Okay?
Okay.
For being governor. Okay. So you can do it that way, but not within the same state systems.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion?
Bond.
Senator from Cape May, I inquire of you.
I'm sorry, Madam President.
Senator from Cape May, I make an inquiry of you. We are on the adoption of your Senate committee substitute. Is that correct? Senate substitute.
Yes, Senate substitute to Senate committee substitute to House Bill 282.
Just needed some clarification. Thank you, Senator. Does any other senator desire to be heard on adoption of the Senate substitute? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close on adoption of the Senate substitute. Senator from Cape has moved, renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate substitute for House Bill 282. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted. Now we're back on the motion. The senator from Cape on Senate substitute for House Bill 282. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
Senator from Cape. Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate substitute, Senate committee substitute to House Bill 282 be ordered perfected and or be read a third time and put upon its final passage.
Sorry. You've heard the motion.
It's a House bill. Sorry.
Between the two of us, we will get this figured out, Senator. Thank you. The senator from Cape has renewed his motion that Senate committee substitute for House Bill 282 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from Cape has renewed his motion that Senate committee substitute for House Bill 282 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 282, an act relating to public employee retirement. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from Sleen. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if she has conferees? And if she does, would you please have those read?
Please print the conferees or read the conferees.
Conference Committee appointments on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 135 is amended. Senators Schaefer, Lager, Munslinger, Justice, and Green. Also on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 282 as amended, Senators Engler, Wasson, Richard, Justice, and Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Still waiting for some budget bills. So, Madam President, would move that the Senate stand in recess until 1 o'clock this day.
You have heard the motion. The Senator from the 23rd, all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 1 p.m.